Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
Well, yeah, two good results yesterday and the Braves. All right, well all this about Soroka.
This is Dukes and Bell
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Braves get the first
Did you know
run.
That John has a bong that it's shaped like Kurt Gowdy's head at the house? Did you know that?
It sounds like it. They get the first one of a doubleheader. We'll keep you updated on what happens in part two today here. Hopefully they can get another win, man. I'm hoping. A good win and to start the day. I hope we can collect some wins, man. It's just not been
a
good start.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hinoah has been throwing some gas, man. 98 with really good location so far from his first inning. So we talked about, a guy trying to find his niche with the Bravos, but off to a nice start in D.C. so far.
Yeah, long relief. He's stretched out, so he can pitch. You know, he can go 6-7 innings if they need him to, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with what happened with Max Fried. If you're just joining us, Fried got hit in the foot. They removed him from the game the first game today. Precautionary, and he's fine. So Snit said they just, he didn't want him to change anything. But so Fried only pitched two innings today, and that put some pressure on the bullpen. But we got the W, man.
Right. So again, we got our first win. It's been tough. I mean, like you like any other season, tough. Close games, but certainly Philly, you should have won the first game. Maybe should have won two of three up there in Philly. You didn't get it done. I don't think you should freak out. The bats are starting to pop. I mean, we definitely got to see Ozuna get going. I think he's batting like 118 or something now. So.
Yeah.
That's got to improve, but it's early, guys. I mean, if you want to look, it doesn't matter what you think of the Braves. The Nationals got off to one of their slowest starts in history. They won the World Series, so it's a long season. Let's relax.
All right, real quick before we bring on Connor Riley, Mike, Louisiana lawmakers are looking into a subpoena for LSU football coach Ed Orgeron. They are not happy that Ed Orgeron has chosen not to appear before the Senate Select Committee on Women and Children to answer questions related to its probe of sexual misconduct over the years by LSU football players. So they may subpoena him to get him to testify.
Well, you and I have talked about, we always felt like, it's kind of like the kingfish is still running things down there, Huey Long, that, it's just everything's going to get brushed under the rug in Louisiana. And now they've also got, by the way, and that's a criminal situation, but they've got the investigation, I should say. They've got an LSU associate AD named Sharon Lewis, and we had this at the end of the show yesterday. She's suing LSU for $50
million. $50
million? That she was apparently the whistleblower on the sexual harassment from Les Miles. And then she herself had to apparently got some bad vibes from coworkers and harassment, and so she's suing for $50
million. Yeah. That's a Chris Tucker thing, by the way, if you guys don't pick that up. $50 million. Coach O, instead, he testified in a letter to the committee.
A letter?
So that's
a lot of give and take in a letter?
We'll see what happens.
How does one get cross-examined in a letter?
Here's my statement. This is what
I mean. It's not even a Zoom meeting, Here's my statement.
All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
It's brought to you each and every day by our friends at BrightBox.
BrightBox, man. They're doing some cool stuff at my dojo. They can do it for you, too, whether you want to put TVs outside, you want to do home monitoring at a great price. They get great deals on all the equipment. They also do the impossible electrical jobs. BrightBoxElectrical.com.
All right, we bring into the show Connor Riley from Dog Nation. He joins us on a weekly basis, guys. Lots going on as we're counting down to G-Day, which is the spring game. Connor, always good to have you back on. I saw JT Daniels speaking to the media, and there were a couple of things that really stood out to me, and I want to know what you thought about his comments. One, he says he's been hanging around his teammates a lot, really hadn't gone back home. He's been here. Two, he doesn't like being away because he loves the game. And three, he said that there are guys that are really improving, like Zamir White and Darnell Washington, which are things that Kirby hasn't really talked about. What did you make of what JT Daniels had to say?
So JT Daniels from Los Angeles was the USC starting quarterback as a freshman there. And that's a incredibly scrutinized position. And with that comes, I think, you know, knowing how to speak to the media, talk to the media, play the sort of back and forth that you have with the media. And in talking with JT yesterday, we talked to him a few times before. It's just really refreshing because he understands what we do and we sort of understand what he's asked to do there. So it's a refreshing back and forth where, you know, we sort of let him speak his mind. And then he gives us stuff to write and talk about. And I think really just having that, because that's not how Kirby Smart operates. He comes from that Nick Saban mold of, you know, we're not going to say anything at all. We're going to keep it as little out there as you can. And JT, I think, knows and understands the media game coming from his time at USC where he was in such an intense spotlight. And really, I think that attitude is something similar. You mentioned him not going home. He isn't, since he arrived in Georgia last June, he has not left to go back to California. And I think he's treating this entire time at Georgia and really this year as a business trip. He is planning to use this coming season as a very successful one to launch himself into the 2022 NFL draft and become a high NFL draft pick. So it's a very business-like approach from JT Daniels, and I, for one, really appreciate that.
Why would anyone go back to California, Carl, once they've been in Athens? I swear. Hey, man, talk about Tyke Smith. Carl talked about it the other day. They bring in an assistant from West Virginia, so this was a logical move?
Yeah, this makes a lot of sense. Georgia, you know, when Richard LeCount went out last year, obviously they lost a lot, but they don't have another playmaker in their secondary, a guy who can get his hands on balls, force interceptions, force fumbles, tackles for loss, things of that nature. And that's what Tyke Smith did last year for West Virginia, where he was coached by Jamil Adai, who is now the defensive backs coach at Georgia. Smith is a guy, third-team All-American, 2 years starting experience up there. I know it's the Big 12, but West Virginia actually had the number one pass defense in the country last season. So with bringing Smith in, obviously he doesn't fill all your needs in that secondary, specifically the cornerback position, because that's not what he's going to play. He's going to play that safety sort of star role where he can move around and be all over the field. But he is a talented playmaker. He is a veteran, which Georgia just does not have a lot of in the secondary right now. So I think, as you said, it's a very logical move for this Georgia team and this Georgia defense.
We're talking dogs with Connor Riley from Dog Nation. All right, I want to go back to JT real quick. Are we overhyping him? I mean, he only played 4 games. Now, I know they were really good in the games he played in, but are we overhyping what he is and what he's going to be this upcoming season with the Dogs?
So I actually think we're underhyping him.
Oh.
I don't think we're necessarily talking enough, or at least maybe not we, but the national scene, the national media. I maybe don't think that Daniels is sort of getting talked about in the way that maybe he should, given 5-star pedigree coming out in that 2018 recruiting class. The only guys that were ranked ahead of him were Trevor Lawrence and JT Daniels, who are going to go in the top 10 of next month or this month's NFL draft. He's a guy who showed some really impressive things. Specifically, you look at that Mississippi State game. Georgia loses that game if he does not play as well as he does in that game. And while, yes, he only played 4 games that past season, he's going to get healthier coming off that knee injury he sustained back in 2019 from USC. He's going to get another year in an NFL system with Todd Monken, who I think impressed a lot of people last season. So I understand the concerns about the small sample size, but you only have to look at what Mac Jones did a season ago, where he, I believe, also only started 4 games and went on to explode and become what now might be the number 3 overall pick in the upcoming NFL draft. So I understand from maybe a Georgia perspective why my team were maybe blowing up JT Daniels a little bit, but I actually think when you take a step back and look at it from the national perspective, I'm not sure college football understands just how quite good JT Daniels could be at Georgia this coming season.
Hey, again, we've asked that question a million times. What if he was there in the second half against Alabama? And again, it was driving everybody crazy, and it was driving you guys crazy at Dog Nation, because we could never get a straight answer. Okay, he's practicing with the practice squad, but he's not yet good enough to go. Connor Riley's with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Atlanta's Ford dealer, Connor from Dog Nation. So I saw in the latest blog, Kyrus Jackson says that Georgia still got a talented room in the wide receivers, even without George Pickens. So, I mean, I know we've asked you this before, but who else steps up on the offense now with some of the guys out, especially for the spring game?
I think for the spring game, it'll be a little different, but I think come this fall, Jermaine Burton is a name that a lot of people are going to know. Someone who JT had mentioned even before he went down with his own injury. It's a slight knee injury, hyperextended knee. He'll be out for the rest of spring, but it's not something long-term, no surgery or anything like that. I think he is the guy that really now emerges as the number one receiver in this Georgia offense with George Pickens out for the foreseeable future. A guy to really, I think, look for if you haven't been paying attention to Georgia football that much in G-Day is Justin Robinson. He is a 6'4", big-bodied wide receiver out of the Atlanta area, has made some impressive plays in practice, and is sort of continuing to develop his second year in the program. I think from someone who could potentially replace what Pickens did from that physical aspect of the wide receiver position, Justin Robinson is someone to really watch out for, because I think he could use what he's done in this spring. And really, with all the injuries at that wide receiver position, the opportunity that he's had to propel himself into having a bigger second year for Georgia.
Who's the chemistry going to be with, do you think? Do you think there will be – is JT going to spread it around, or are we going to have that connection where there's a guy that's just going to be above and beyond everybody else and there will be a special connection with Daniels?
So I think that's one of the things that's going to be interesting to see how it develops, because it was so clear that Pickens and Daniels had a connection. Mm. You think back to that Missouri game, there were a couple of times where JT would just chuck it up and he'd feel comfortable that George would come down with it. Kyaris Jackson is a very reliable receiver. He's going to be in the right spots at the right times, and so I think that makes it very easy to develop a chemistry with JT. I also think the guy I mentioned a little bit earlier, Jermaine Burton, is someone who you've heard JT talk about. JT's first start, Jermaine Burton had 197 receiving yards. That was his first real game action out there. So I think Jermaine Burton and Kyaris Jackson are the two guys where there's a pass rusher coming at JT. He's got to look to get rid of it, try and make a play there. I think those are going to be the two guys that get the ball thrown their way more often than not this coming fall.
I know on the blog you guys are talking. We're talking Dog Nation, by the way, with Connor Riley. Is it Adonai Mitchell?
Yes.
And what's his special thing?
Adonai Mitchell. So interestingly enough, he did not play high school football last fall. He had reclassified from the 2020 class to the 2021 class and just spent last fall training, getting in shape, getting ready to come to the University of Georgia. And talking with JT Daniels and talking with Terrence Edwards, a former Georgia wide receiver, the school's only 1,000-yard receiver who trains a lot of wide receivers in the Atlanta area, says this guy is going to surprise a lot of people. And Mitchell, not exactly the highest-rated recruit. He was a mid-three-star recruit, number, 394 player in the country, but has great size at 6'3", and has been described as quick twitch, someone who can get in and out of routes really quickly, not going to blow you away speed-wise or leap out of the building like Pickens, but someone who I've heard from enough people now, he is making the sort of things where obviously he's a freshman, you want to give him some time, but early on the returns have been very good for Adonai Mitchell.
Cool. Give out your Twitter handle, how people can find your stuff, Connor, so they can go follow you.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley, as well as reading all our latest stuff at Dog Nation. Really appreciate you guys having me on, Mike and Carl. Look forward to doing it again next week.
Yeah, man, we're counting down to G-Day next Saturday, guys, April 17th. That's Connor Riley. Let's give you a chance to win $1,000 right now. Audio, A-U-D-I-O. That is the word. Text it to 72881. That's 72881 right now for your chance to win $1,000. Message and data rates do apply. And for all the rules, go to 929thegame.com/rules, but your chance to win $1,000. Mike, we need to give away $1,000.
Yeah, man. And then you can put a new kicking audio system in your car. 72881 audio. And again, if you see a number you don't recognize, I mean, answer the phone. It could be the Odyssey folks with a loot for you, man. Again, audio is the word this hour.
By the way, what's the audio system like in the vet? Just curious.
In my current one, it's a big Bose system, Carl. I'd have to check the new. Again, once Rick Hendrick ever gets me the car, we can examine it together.
Might be
January of 2022 by the time we're in this new car. I'm not quite sure.
I'm talking about the one you have now. Does it bump?
Oh yeah, man. Well, today it's funny you said that. I'll bring this up when we get into guy talk. How just so I don't want to look like the stereotypical white guy when I'm driving through different parts of Atlanta, I change the music. I'll explain to you, Carl, at 4:40.
You try to fit in. Hey, man, coming up, Hawks win again. So do you believe what you're seeing with the Hawks? Are they a top four seed in the Eastern Conference? 51% of the folks who have voted on our poll say, yeah, they make the playoffs, but they're not a top four seed. What? Hawks win again last night, guys, 123-107. Trey, big night, 30 points, Mike. We've won four consecutive games. They got another one tonight. It's back-to-back. And we'll have all of the action right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game for you as Memphis comes in. Mm-hmm. But this, to me, is what we've kind of been waiting for. You go on the road to the West Coast. You basically were 500. I think we left two out there that we could have gotten.
Yeah, the Clippers game, the Sacramento game, hell, even the Phoenix game. You know, you're right. In a position to win that one.
So that's something we're talking about today. And, you know, are you believing now that this team is exactly what we thought it would be?
Do you believe now, Trinity?
Well, yeah, but, Mike, we don't even have all our pieces, man.
Well, that's just it. Reddish has been out. You know, DeAndre Hunter, and again, I'm just fingers crossed, I'm doing it right now, that DeAndre Hunter is going to be able to come back, because you just don't like hearing the timeline where, hey, he's coming back early. Oh, he's out. And now he's got another procedure. But, you know, and John Collins has been out now, and we're hoping we're going to get him back. I mean, John was out there making the three symbol every time and in his street clothes. We need him out there. But good news is Capella keeps on rocking, a rather pedestrian night by his standards, but another double-double for him. We talked about Bogdanovich and Trey and Gallinari. We were on fire from three, 11 three-point shots in the third quarter when we just extended and blew out the Pelicans. By the way, I mean, just as a sidebar, I mean, first time I've really watched Zion in a while, other than some of the stuff, you know, as they're trying to get him in the playoffs in the bubble.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. You can't box him out. What are you going to do?
Yeah,
he's just boom. It's like Shaq. Boom. You know, moves his butt. Pow. And now you know you're 3 feet away. It's just unbelievable. But anyway, I digress. Brother, they're doing it without the stars. And they're 15-5 since Nate McMillan took over.
Yeah. Capella has been a key reason why this run has been so good. Because now, last night we got outboarded, ironically. But it didn't matter. Right. To your point about Zion. But Capella's been a big part in what's happened here. And I just think what you're seeing is what we thought this team would be at the beginning of the season when they started off so well and then all the injuries happened and you kind of went, okay, where's this going? I think guys are finally getting into a rhythm. And so with that said, you can go vote on the poll question. It's Dukes and Bell 929 on Twitter. Follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. They're better than Memphis, but again, you know, you got to go earn these games. And like last night, I really wasn't worried. Now, I didn't think they hit 11 threes in the third. I mean, that's a record. But I wasn't worried to the point where I was, like, stressing at any point as I was watching both, you know, the Hawks and Atlanta United. Now, I was more stressed about United because I didn't know what to expect. And then we end up getting a win there, which we'll talk more about as well. But as far as the Hawks are concerned, guys, I don't know what more you need to see to believe that this team is – it could really, as a complete unit, with maybe Chris Dunn back and Hunter back at full strength. And the reason for Hunter – and I said this earlier, I'll repeat this – I need DeAndre Hunter in the playoffs.
Right.
I need his defensive presence to be on the opposing team's best score. Now, if you got more than one, like the Nets, he can't guard all three guys. You know, he's not going to be on KD and Kyrie and the Beard. But you put him on one of those guys, and you try to limit those guys' opportunities because he's that good defensively. In a seven-game series, that's a big deal.
Right.
Right now, it's not as important because we've been able to maneuver and get scoring from other places. But in a seven-game series, it bogs down a little bit, and that's where you need DeAndre Hunter. So, Mike, that's why I'm hoping he's able to be okay here maybe for the last few months of the season.
And a couple of guys thought I was being a little hard on the Beaver. I mean, Kyle Herter, Red Velvet, a few weeks ago during the road trip, that he had a few trips where he was kind of a liability defensively. Herter was good last night, 17 points for Red Velvet. We talked about Bogey in the threes. Trey, and it's funny, there was a couple of trips down, like, you know, like, oh, no, we kind of bogged down in the half court. And then Trey Little just, it's almost like he's shooting it from the hip, doesn't it? Sometimes when he loads up that three.
Yep.
And then whoom, nothing but net. And just any kind of run that the Pelicans were trying just stymied it. And as I said, we scored 46 points in the third, and the game was over. And then Lou was, you know, not really, you know, a contributor much last night, but he still had some points off the bench. I'm excited about where this team is. We're exceeding the expectations because of the injuries. And as you said, that road trip that didn't kill us. That road trip was every, oh, well, you get on the road. Well, they made it through. But now, again, imagine what this team can do when you see the rest of the East is really banged up. The East is top heavy. You know, I mean, yes, I don't want to play the Sixers or the Bucks or the Nets if I can help it in that first round.
No.
So if we can stay where we are, man, it'd be something.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, are the Bucks? I still don't, Mike, I'm still not a believer in the Sixers.
What do you mean? What do you mean, man? You talking about Bucks? You talking about Sixers? Coach Bud here. I'm going to get better at the half court. I will win the playoff series.
Okay.
How dare you?
Let's address Milwaukee first.
Okay.
Okay. You've done everything, Bud, to put everything around Giannis that you possibly can.
Yes, I have.
Yes, and you still come up short. So.
That's right, because I choke. That's why I get really hot under the collar, and I'm like, I just lose it.
All right, that's
I literally Milwaukee. I tried to run the picket fence last year. It didn't work out so well.
You did in the bubble. But as far as the Sixers, call me. I mean,
I think Doc is getting more. I think Doc Rivers looked at Embiid and said, are you a chump or are you going to be a superstar in this league? I could see him doing it.
No, you're right. To your point about coaching, I do agree with you about Doc Rivers. Embiid, though, do you think in the big moment, Mike, in the big moment.
Well, what's the high watermark? They went to a conference final, right? That's as good as Sixers got, Chris, in their run?
No, they haven't been out of the second round.
Then there you go. Let me look this up, make sure I got this right.
Yeah, they've never been out of the second since the trust the process all happened. Chris, what did you just say? I'm sorry, I missed that too. You're in my ear. What'd you say?
Yeah, so the Bucks had locked up Drew Holiday now long term. They signed him to a $140 million contract extension.
See, Bud, there you go. As I just said, Bud's trying to do everything to keep Giannis happy.
They were in the you got it right, Carl. Conference semis twice, and then they lost in the first round last year.
But that's been the issue. Yeah. I mean, you've got all that talent, all that drafted potential.
Didn't they get beat? Was it the three against the Raptors?
That was the year Kawhi went.
Right. That's right.
But that had like four doinks off the rim that shot.
That's right.
So, but I'm with you. I think Doc's doing a better job. The point is, guys, as we get back to the Hawks, it's Dukes and Bell. We're talking about the Hawks.
We're in a good position right now. Knock wood. I mean, again, we talked about Charlotte, who's, we're battling for that spot. We mentioned Hayward's banged up. They've had some injuries. I mean, if we can just get healthy, and get everybody in the mix. We've got rotations now where we're not taking the foot off the gas, Carl, even when you have guys on the bench.
That's the key, Mike. I mean, we're scoring without Trey having to put up 55 shots. I'm over-exaggerating, but really, that's what this is about. Lou can get you 20 on any given night with his eyes closed. Right. I mean, seriously, he's done this since high school. This is who he's always been. He's always been a scorer. And then you add Bogdanović and Gallinari scoring the way they are. We're going to be fine. We're not going to be out of games. My issue, can we close games? Can we close games?
Yeah, I think there's, I still think what happened in that Clippers game, the moment they thought they had it. And then the Clippers obviously had the weapons to come back in. That's ancient history. I think we're going to be much more poised. As you said, is Doc going to have the Sixers in a position where they don't gack it? Everybody's talking about Brooklyn. Look, Brooklyn could find themselves in a tough patch, and we could watch these guys cannibalize each other. We could watch Kyrie get into a shouting match. We've seen this stuff before.
You're right.
And who knows? I mean, there's so many explosive personalities. I mean, so far it's looking good. And again, the Bucks, it's a shame. Giannis is, I don't feel like he's dying on the vine, but you just get the impression he's never going to win a championship in Milwaukee.
I don't know, man. I know, and the Holiday signing, to Chris's point,
Drew Holiday,
It's just another example of them trying to go all in. We're going all in, and we're going to take care of everybody we need to take care of to be around Giannis.
Hey, by the way, Durant is back for Brooklyn.
Finally.
But guess what? And then the beard is going to go eat some popcorn and stuff. He's got 10 days out with a hamstring.
Pasta. Yeah. Eat some pasta.
Harden, if they win a championship with the Nets, I don't know what – I don't want to be on the show the next – that'll be in June. I want to be on the show with you the next day.
Well, no, listen, if they win, it won't be because of Harden, okay? That's the thing. I've never questioned Kyrie or Durant's championship pedigree. They're champions already. They're at the table.
Right.
Harden's just trying to get a – hey, man, can I get a seat? Where there's nothing open? How do I get a seat? Because he's sitting out there. I don't think he's going to be the reason why they win it. Mike, when the game's on the line, I guarantee you Kyrie or Durant will be taking those shots.
Will
not be Harden.
The Heat have won four of their last five. They lost to Memphis, who we're going to see coming up. But that's interesting. But, I'm wondering.
But they still are the favorites. Though,
right. Still waiting to see when Miami's going to kind of crank it up, too, find that next gear.
All right. Bill says top four in, but the playoffs are a different dynamic. We need a vet backup for the playoffs.
We got Lou. We're fine. Guys have been there, done that. Again, that's why I was like raving like a maniac in addition to losing all that money on the over-under bet thanks to John's suspension. Last year would have been a valuable tool to put Trey in the bubble and just the playoffs. I mean, it happened to be in the bubble, but it would have been a great teaching moment for DeAndre Hunter and Trey and all the young guys how they would handle that atmosphere, although maybe that's an outlier because it was in the bubble.
All right, coming up. We got some guy talk. You got to explain to me how you change the music in different parts of town. I want to hear this.
Well, again, in our present climate, I think it's adaptability. I think is the key, Carl, and relatability. I've got my music here from the time I got off the interstate when the traffic was jammed up down by the old Braves ballpark. So I'll give you the play-by-play on that.
Okay. All right.
Also, the ladies who were showing too much skin in Dubai, they have been deported, Carl. I got the story on that. And why didn't Tiger get charged by the L.A. Sheriff's Department? I got the legal explanation from an attorney. So I'll give you all that coming up in Guy Talk. So don't go anywhere. Man. Plus another chance to win $1,000 coming up after 5. Yeah, man, on a steamy hump day here in the A. It's brought to you by Hoots Wings, chicken wings and other things. And again, guys, all sorts of fun stuff. You can basically create, geez, thousands of varieties of flavors and styles. How you like your wings? How you like your wings, girl? Go get your Hey Man Ale at all three locations. And we got to check in, as I said, with Bruce, the boss, and see if they got our Hey Man Ale watermelon lime. But again, it's the Beltline over there, Reynolds Town, also at Church Street, Decatur, Peachtree Corners. Get on with Hoots Wings. Look for the orange awning. All right, so you're breaking my chops last segment or earlier in the hour about musical taste, depending on what part geographically of the city I was driving through.
Yeah, I'm just finding it curious. Like, I'm wondering if you're jamming out rock, rah, 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 and then you get to the middle of town, and it's like, boom, boom.
Well, it's
boom,
funny
boom.
You should ask that, Carl, because I went back just to document, because, you know, you can go on your iTunes, and you can see what you were playing, because I had it hooked up to the car today.
Yeah.
So it looks like when I was barreling off of Langford Highway, it was Guns N' Roses, Live and Let Die. I had Guns N' Roses, a couple of Guns N' Roses, too. I guess I had some Skynyrd going, Call Me the Breeze.
Okay.
And then I guess when I got onto Pryor Street, it then became Chic.
What was the song?
Le Freak. Freak out.
Okay.
And again, as I apparently moved over to Central and I found that I was the only white person on the car, I decided to segue to Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay.
And it looks like it was, After the Love Is Gone and then Boogie Wonderland.
So, good song.
So the cool R&B sounds of the 70s and early 80s. Kept on rolling. No, I just, I don't want to be driving down Pryor blasted like, Leonard Skynyrd, okay? I mean, when you're stopped at a light,
I
think it conveys a bit of a stereotype. I want to be more inclusive with my music.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, too. And knowing you like I do, with the top down, it even makes it more evident. So that's the other part of this.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, if you're in a car and you got the windows up, right. You're jamming out. Nobody knows. When you got the top down and you're jamming out, that, people are like looking over. What is this guy listening
to? But you know what's even funnier, though? It's not just about, like, speaking about, like, racial undertones with the music. Then when I got closer to Georgia State, where there's, like, young 20-somethings, Mr. Cool Old Guy in the Corvette, I had Jamiroquai on.
Well, that was on your playlist.
Yeah. What's wrong with that, Chris?
Nothing,
that's some good stuff. Thank you.
Nothing at all,
I'm conveying hipness, and I'm rocking some R&B styles. But anyway, so there was my sojourn. No, because today when I came on the connector, as it's, you guys know, any time of the day, it was a damn parking lot. So I always get to, not that it's a shortcut, because you still got to go by the Capitol and up, over by State. There's just no way to get here. You know how
right.
it is to get the, take the back way by the office. But anyway, speaking of road trips, Tiger was doing 87, as you heard Joe Patrick say in the update there. People are asking, so why didn't the Sheriff's Department slap a big ticket on him?
So why didn't the Sheriff's Department slap a big ticket on him?
Well, apparently reckless driving, you got to have multiple violations in conjunction with one another, the Sheriff spokesperson named James Powers said. He said that that did not exist here back on February 23rd when Tiger was, in that SUV that got rolled down the hill. He says there's speeding. There's no independent witnesses regarding the speeding. So they know from the telemetry of the car he was going 87 when he left the surface. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva denied that Tiger, who also did not undergo a sobriety test. And by the way, I mean, look, no one got hurt. Tiger's career now, what's left of it, is in shambles.
Sure.
I heard Jim Rome earlier today on our CBS Sports Minute. What do you think he's going to say? Oh, yeah, the great news scoop there. Yeah, I needed Columbo to tell me he was speeding. That is great. Did not know that. Yeah, I mean, like, what? Everybody wants their pound of flesh with Tiger.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we already got it, guys. But anyway, and look, I call me a Tiger fanboy, whatever you want. Where'd you think this was going to go? I'm just glad that there's not more stuff about, other stuff in his system. I didn't need all that. I'm hoping that wasn't the case anyway.
I didn't think that this deserved that anyway. Like you said, for me, it was anybody injured? God forbid, did he kill anybody? No.
Right.
He hurt himself. He's dealing with that. But, outside of that, man, I think this was kind of all we kind of figured it out. You know, outside of them not wanting to report initially, which people wanted, I think you're right. People wanted to hear he was on something.
Right.
And
again,
it wasn't.
The LA sheriff's spokesperson continued that, quote, the decision to not issue a citation would be the exact same thing for anyone in this room. So they're basically saying we're not playing favorites. And of course, of course they were not playing favorites. It's only Tiger Woods. Get out of here. But anyway, they said that solo traffic collision, no witnesses, infraction only. We're not going to issue a citation and an infraction not committed in a peace officer's presence, again, said the sheriff. So that's why it went down. Tiger is not above the law. Now, speaking of above the law, we didn't get into this story. Vladimir Putin is definitely above the law. You hear what they did over in Russia the other day?
What happened?
Change the laws. He's going to be in power till 2036.
Stop it, Mike.
Vladimir Putin will be in power longer than Joseph Stalin.
Wow.
If he lives that long, and I'm sure he will.
Yeah, he
68
will.
Years old. He's been in power for more than two decades. A little blip where he kind of let another guy take over, but he was obviously
so
in control.
So what did they change the law on the term limits?
Constitutional vote will include provision to reset my previous term limits, allowing me to run for president two more times. You have a problem with that, Carl?
Yes.
Do you want
yes.
me to send spies
yes.
with the...
No, listen, I'm glad we have term limits.
I have a pill you will die from inside out. Remember they did that to... Oh, they've done that to everybody.
They've done it to everybody. I'm glad we have term limits. I wish we had term limits, Mike, on the folks in Congress. I really do. I don't think
both.
Anybody should be... we need new, fresh ideas. I don't think anybody... I don't care what your party line is. No one should be there 35 years.
Yeah, Monday, Putin signed a law that allows him to hold power if he wants to until 2036, a new constitutional change, basically, which
That's
is
crazy.
Unreal. Man, that's what they do over there.
All right,
there.
So that is not going anywhere.
No. Meanwhile, but Ukrainian women are. The women I told you about earlier in the week, 11 ladies that were buck naked in Dubai. The photos were up. The link is up there for those who still enjoy that sort of thing at Mike Bell ATL. Authorities in the UAE, United Arab Emirates, have detained the cheeky women, get it, along with a male Russian photographer. They were charged with public debauchery, and now they are to be deported. They will be heading back to the Ukraine on a one-way ticket.
Never coming back? Are they banned
You're
from the country?
Banned for life.
Banned for life.
And
banned
by,
in the
UAE. Banned in the UAE.
Yeah, yeah.
I was banned in the UAE.
You remember that Two Live Crew song?
I know that we've joked around about that. We used to play volleyball in Miami, in Fort Lauderdale.
That used to be hot, though. I was banned.
We'd always joke around with it. Before we start the volleyball, let's all please remove your caps and let's sing our national anthem. Hey, we want some. Anyway, you get the idea. All right, guys, let's hit the closing bell. See if we made any money out there today for our retirement. It is a National Beer Day, by the way. We'll be doing that for our game winner coming up. Closing bell brought to you by Alliance Tax Solutions, your Atlanta-based tax resolution firm. Visit AllianceTaxSolutions.com. Don't live in fear. Don't let the IRS jack you up, man. Get it together. Dow Jones up 16. They eked out a record close. The S&P 500 was up 6. NASDAQ was just down about 10 points there. The birthdays today, bunch of big ones. If you got a birthday on April 7th, Russell Crowe is 57 today, Carl.
Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't think he was that
You know what? And
I didn't think he was that old.
I was at the orthopedist today, and newsflash, he said, "Hey, fat boy, lose some weight. It'll be better on your knees. I want to keep giving you injections." But Russell Crowe has gotten so circus fat, and we've all been there. We all can. I mean, I always say Joey. The dude is like a cartoon.
Didn't he put on weight for a role?
Yes.
Though?
Inside the actor's studio about whatever years ago, he talked about when he played Wigand. And remember the movies like The Insider?
Yes.
Where he's the tobacco insider with Al Pacino? He put on like 25 pounds for that role, and he's never been able to keep weight off now.
Wow.
So, okay. You know, De Niro can go up and down. Maybe that's why Stallone didn't like to do it, you know, in Copland. But anyway, Francis Ford Coppola is 82 today.
Yeah.
Some of our favorite movies.
One of the greats.
Tony Dorsett, speaking of my faves, Tony Dorsett over 12,000 yards rushing in the league, 67 today.
I got a Dorsett story for you.
I think we all do. Does it involve, anyway, beer in a golf tournament? Ricky Waters is 52 today. Very underrated running back, Ricky Waters.
Yes, you know, he was.
Won
yes,
the ring
was.
with the 49ers.
Got a story about you for Ricky Waters.
Is this involving
did I ever tell you the Mike Lee story?
Now, does this involve Lou Holtz and how the bag man got him to go to South Bend?
No,
I'll hang up and listen.
This involved a fighter who was a light heavyweight. His name was Mike Lee. Mike Lee.
Right.
He was a Notre Dame guy. And Ricky Waters and all the folks at Notre Dame were backing him.
Ooh.
And they got me involved. Crazy story.
Wow,
so,
I want to hear that.
Yeah.
Do that
crazy
tomorrow.
Story.
Also, Jackie Chan is 67, does his own stunts. John Oates, little pipsqueak, along with Hall, is 73. Our good friend Bill Bellamy, speaking of great stories, is 57 today.
Oh, we got to I'm going to wish Beal a happy birthday, man. I didn't know that. Cool.
Again, it's in the archives. One of the great stories. He gives us all the behind the scenes of Any Given Sunday. Legendary blues singer Billie Holiday, Lady Sings the Blues, born today. Crazy Joe Gallo, mobster. They made movies about him. I could love to see someone make a modern film about Joe Gallo. Fascinating story. That's your guy talk, boys and girls, on a Wednesday.
Great movie on Prime Video about Billie Holiday, if you want to check it out. Hey, you want to know this is why he's hot? This is why he's hot? We're going to tell you why he's hot next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.